Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Good to be in God's house tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tommy called us and he said, I was wondering if I got you laid on my heart.
Yep.
And the Lord immediately spoke to me and said, you got a couple things. And as I started thinking about a couple things, I started thinking about things gained and things lost. And then I was reminded in the book of Ecclesiastes that there's a time to gather and a time to scatter. And a lot of people are gathering things. You know, they all through COVID, it seemed like people were gathering things to themselves. They were learning to be self-sufficient. They learned to be turned away from God and seek the things of this world. And now with Amazon delivering everything under the sun and UPS and USPS bringing everything, nobody's going nowhere. Nobody's getting back out in the world. Nobody's using the resources that we have. So as I thought about that, there's a lot of things that I gained when I got saved, and there was a lot of things that I lost. Amen. And we ought to spend time doing inventory every day. And as I was thinking about that, this is your time to run. I listened to a message a week ago or so, and the fella was talking about that we ought to arrive in heaven with bloody feet, where we worked so hard trying to win the souls of the lost instead of just gathering to ourselves the things of this world. In 2 Timothy, there's a bunch out there that say gain is godliness. And the Bible, and he warns us to move away from them.
That's right.
Amen. There is a real hindrance to the gospel. There is a prosperity gospel out there, but there's the true gospel that raises up the name of Jesus to a lost and dying world. That things that we lose on this side of glory are things you couldn't take to heaven anyways, and the things that are gained, bless God, are the things that you'll never lose on the other side.
Amen.
So let's spend just a minute over in Matthew 16:6. That'll be our scripture we'll start out with tonight.
We had
to search that out, looked around for it. We're not going to read a lot of it, just 16:6. 16:26, I apologize. If you'll stand to your feet, we'll read this scripture. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Father God, add your blessing to your word. Lord God, open up hearts. Lord, do the great work that only you can do. Help us, God, we pray. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I was thinking about, I did a pro and con, just a few things. I didn't want to get real in depth. You'd see the shallowness of my existence. So I kept it real simple. I'll go ahead and warn you that. I gained a wife. A family, a church. I gained heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I gained all the gifts and callings of God there without repentance. Amen. Yeah. Those are some of the good things I gained. Amen. Yeah. And you know, I didn't even know the consolation, amen, when I got it. I didn't had no idea of all the many things, the facets, the depth, the height of it, the breadth of God's goodness, the love that's everlasting, that it never grows old, amen. You wake up wondering, you wake up hungry in the morning and Cheerios doesn't fill the hole, amen. A steak dinner doesn't get the job done. Your favorite food won't satisfy what you're longing for. But when you'll get on your knees and call on God and seek the Amen. I had a pile of it.
Amen.
Truck. I'm in the truck and I had truckloads of it. Yeah.
Amen.
I lost the power of hell. The Bible says in the Old Testament that my covenant, my contract with hell was made void.
Yep.
Amen. It doesn't have no more holding on me. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
It's been disannulled. Amen. Somebody more powerful came along and said, that one's void. It's of no value. It can't get a hold of you anymore. Amen. I lost it. Amen. I'm glad about that.
Yeah, that's right.
So as I was thinking about these things, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:15 that God requireth that which is past. Now, what do you think? I thought about that for a long time. God requireth that which is past. Now, what did we lose in the Garden of Gethsemane? We lost our relationship with God. God requires that you gain your relationship with Him. Amen? It's God's will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance and be saved. It's God's will that you come to God, that you seek the kingdom of God, that it's God's requirement that you do everything in your power to get back, to gain that which was lost. Yeah. They call it original sin, friend. It's what disconnected us from the goodness of God. It's what made what we were alive and caused us to be found dead. But what Christ did on the cross, it was the connection, it's the door, it's the bridge that leadeth back to everlasting life. Bless God. If God requires that you get that. Amen. You say, well, I've been trying. Well, try a little harder if you ain't got it. Amen. There's a lot of people that are sorry for their life. They're sorry for their circumstances. They never acknowledge that some of it's their fault and some of it's Adam's fault, but they just don't want to acknowledge
it. Right.
Amen. I go to the jail a lot and I listen to a lot of sad stories. Amen.
Yeah.
Most of which I never even get into the depths of their of their misery.
Right?
I couldn't handle it if they did. I'd start feeling sorry for them. Amen. But that's not going to get the job done.
Yeah.
Amen. Their misery came when they was lost.
Yep.
And they didn't seek God. And they didn't get right with God. And they went about establishing some sort of righteousness or trying to find some peace in this world, which, by the way, is nothing more than sand passing through your hands that you can't hold on to. Amen.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how much you got or how long you had it, because when it comes that day, according to Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Other things ain't going to help you. Amen. God's not going to say, well, I see you gained for yourself barns full of stuff. Wow, I'm impressed. No, he's not. He could care less. He created. That's just like Satan taking him up there and showing him all the kingdoms of the world. So I'll give you all this stuff. Just worship me. Well, what an idiot. Amen. And most of the things we think are very important are idiotic compared to God and His wisdom,
that's
His glory, and His love, and His power, and His commitment towards us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I look back and I was looking at Naaman. Oh, let me do this. I got my train of thought back. I was looking at the Titanic. How many of you know that they valued all the people that was on the Titanic? The millionaires. All their money. It went, I mean, it's crazy money. These people were worth just everything. Did you know that men dressed up like women to get on the boats to be rescued? Huh? That's right. Even the captain and all the staff and the band that was playing, they wouldn't get on there. He said, you make yourselves like men. You make sure the women and the children get on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was men that they thought their life was so valuable that they dressed up like a woman just to get on that boat.
Yeah.
See, that's what we think a lot about ourselves, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We think we're important. The world just can't make it without us. The fact is, we can't make it without God. I was thinking about old Naaman. And Naaman, he wasn't necessarily looking for healing, it didn't say, but when the opportunity came, amen, he jumped on it. Amen, he went to his captain, his king, and his king wrote a letter up there to the king of Israel. And I got a couple things out of that. Was first of all, the little lady said that, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that's in Samaria. Now, she's saying, for he would have recovered him of his leprosy. Now, obviously, there might have been some prophets there in the land of Syria, but they didn't have that power.
That's right.
Amen. Because there ain't no power but God.
Amen.
And then when, and I was extremely set back when I found out that the letter went up there to the king, and the king didn't know there was such a prophet of God that could do such a thing, and rent his clothes, got mad and upset, and sent him away. But I'm thankful that God heard it all.
Yes.
Amen. He heard it all. He told that old prophet, you send for him and you get him down here. Amen. Yes. He sent for him. Old Naaman got down there, and everything was looking good. Amen. Everything was looking all right in Naaman's eyes until it didn't go down like he thought it would.
Yeah.
Amen. He was all upset again. Now he's upset. He was just hunky-dory being the king of the Syrian army, that mighty man. Amen. All exclusive and set apart and all that. I mean, he was making it, amen. Now all of a sudden he's mad. Mm-hmm. And they told him, well, you just go down there. Now here's the gist of my message is Gehazi. Yeah. Gehazi desired the things of this world more than he desired the will of God. He lied continuously for the gain of this world. Now here Gehazi was a servant of God. Yep. I'm going to tell you what is dissenting the church is lying.
Help us, Lord.
People say they're right with God and they live a life contrary to being right with God.
That's right. God help us.
They say they love the Lord, their God, with all their heart, their soul, their mind, their strength. Well, what's the next scripture?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's right. You ought to do both.
And I'm going to say that there's some liars in the midst.
Yeah. Help us.
Yeah.
And God's keeping count. God's taking note. Because if you want to know why your prayers aren't being answered, you want to know why you can't win your neighbors. You want to know why there's trouble all around you and you can't seem to find any relief, and you're wondering why everything is not going like it used to. Why is it that when sinners come into the house of God and the gospel is preached, you know, there may be men that can preach the gospel better than I, but you can't preach a better gospel than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. And if He be preached and He be lifted up, He said, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Yet, where's the drawing?
Amen.
Where's the fear? Amen. Where's the trembling?
Yeah.
Amen. Where is the place where the man can't sleep and the drink don't work no more? The drug don't work no more. The elusive living and the loose life don't work no more. That it all it does is cause grief and misery and bring shame and pain.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Gehazi. He waited until old Naaman went back in the house. He thought, well, nobody's watching me now. And he run out after them and he said, my master sent me. And then he said, well, there's a couple young sons of the prophets. They showed up and they need some of that silver and a couple of change of clothing. Old Naaman said to take 2 talents of gold or silver, 2 garments, make sure they're well taken care of. He was more than willing to give them what they needed. But the problem is God don't need your stuff.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Elisha didn't want a thing. Amen.
Right.
That's how the church ought to be.
Right.
The whole world's got a system out there. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. They've been using that thing for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Amen. Go read the book of Matthew chapter 5. Read them Beatitudes where it says, you give, you suffer, you offer.
Yeah.
Give, and then when you're done, do more.
Yeah.
Huh? And we get offended.
Yep.
Oh, so-and-so hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't like the way they answered me, talked to me. I'm mean. Just ask Vicky. I got up this afternoon. I couldn't even talk. She's trying to talk to me. I'm like, what are you doing? And I was like, you mean, boy. That's what's in us.
Yeah.
Amen. I had to fight to get out of that. Amen. Yeah. Remember who it is that God has made me to be. A servant of God.
Amen.
That's full of love and compassion. Yeah. And mercy. Amen. Somebody that is long-suffering like my master. Amen.
That's right.
She's long-suffering and patient with me.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Elisha asked him, he said, where you been? Gehazi? He said, oh, I went no whither.
Yeah.
Lied again. Yeah. You can't lie to God.
That's right.
You see, that's what I want you to think of. You can't lie to God.
Right.
You can lie to yourself. You can fool me. You can fool your wife, your husband, your mom, your dad. You can't lie to God.
Amen.
Right.
He knows.
Elisha knew. This is what he said. This is what got me. Went not my heart with you when the man turned again from his chariot.
Yeah. He knew.
You can't lie to God. Acts chapter 5. We find Ananias and Sapphira.
Yep.
Did you sell the property for so much? Yeah. What was they gaining? Prestige.
Mm.
Right? The other dude did it. He sold his property and brought all that money in there and says, here, I don't need it. Amen. He meant it too.
Yeah.
Amen. He's like, here.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it was, Ronnie, but it was a chunk. Amen.
Yeah.
Here. Bless, I got God now. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
No, Ananias and Sapphira said, hey, we look at that. We want some of that. Right? I don't want none of that.
No.
Matter of fact, what I want, I got.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't take it from me.
Amen.
Amen. You can't separate me from it. From it.
Right.
Amen. It ain't going to be like the banking system. That one day that paper money you might have in your pocket, amen, that you went down there to the bank and said, let me have some fives and some tens and a couple of them 20s and maybe about four or five of them $100 bills, amen. There's going to be a day when you ain't going to have that. They're going to give you something, amen. And if they don't want you to have it, all they got to do is say, oh, number, da-da-da, just push the button. You're going to go in there and try to make you a withdrawal, buy something. Ain't going to work. Amen. It's just not going to be there. It's going to non-sufficient funds, and you going to have to call somebody. Amen. I'm glad that what God put in my bank account on the heavenly realm of things. Amen.
Yeah.
Bless God. You'll never exhaust it. Amen. You'll never bank. There'll never be a message come non-sufficient funds. Amen. When you are walking with God and you have the confidence that you're a child of the Most High God, there's nothing that God won't do for you, friend. That if you'll, they say, you know, well, why won't God give me the pleasures of my heart, Alfred? He's supposed to just give me what I want because your heart ain't right. And if you get your heart right,
amen,
you'll understand that there's nothing that God won't do for you.
Yep.
Amen? Because the rest of it's just what?
Yeah.
A lie.
Yeah.
You see, that's the sign. Well, I've been praying. Right? Well, God, I don't know how many upteen times I made a decision because God didn't answer me. I got my answer. It was no.
Yeah.
Or not yet.
Yeah.
Amen. And I went ahead and pulled the trigger to my own demise.
Right. Right.
Like trying to preach without being called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, how many times I've done that.
Yep.
But bless God if you'll get you some neology.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Some get behind the barn and say, God, I'm needing a double. I was listening to somebody complaining about somebody wanting a double portion of God. And I thought, well, what's wrong with that? Bless God. That's what we all ought to be asking for. Amen. God, just make me a vessel. Amen. That you can put something in. Bless God to bring some glory, some value, some praise unto you, God. Use me. Amen. You know what? That's what old Isaiah said. Send me. Amen. He got his heart changed. Amen. Oh, I know he come right. Amen. That's how you come. I ain't worthy. Amen. Why me, God? Amen.
Amen.
I ain't worthy. And he said, hold on. I got the fix. Amen. He went and got one of them angels, grabbed one of them fiery Holy Ghost coals off the fire of God. Amen.
Yeah.
He took that thing and touched it to his lips. Amen. Now all of a sudden his disposition had changed.
Yeah.
Amen. Now all of a sudden he's ready. He was willing, amen, and ready and able because, see, it wasn't in his power to do so. It ain't in your power to do things for God. Amen. You've got to overlook yourself, amen, and forsake. Just leave yourself in the closet, amen, and let God have his way with
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. That, you see, we got to be bold for God.
That's right.
We got to be them that'll stand up and stand out and go. Be ready, amen. So, I like this about what Elisha said to Gehazi. He says, is it a time to receive money, garments, olive yards, vineyards, sheep, oxen, men servants, and maid servants? Is it a time for that? Is it a time to gather? I know the Bible says there's a time for it. Ecclesiastes 3, right? There's a time for all them things. Love, hate, and everything under the war. War. Amen. But our time, what is your time? Our time should be about lifting up Jesus.
Amen.
Now, you're running out of time.
Yeah.
Come on, friend.
Yeah. You're running.
Your time's about up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, tomorrow may never come. What
That's
then?
Right. That's right. Amen.
You're going to stand before God? What's going to be in your basket? So then I was reminded about the wise, the five wise and the five unwise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, they all knew what to do. But I believe only five of them did it.
Yeah.
And I think the other five showed up unprepared.
Yeah. Right.
Where you show up to heaven unprepared? God, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God called you to be a mouthpiece. God called you. If you've been born again, you've got what? A testimony.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is God's last will and testament of his life. Amen. All through the Bible, it says that they rehearse the things that God had done for them. That we're supposed to come together and have inspired preaching, inspired teaching, inspired testimony and singing.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you inspired enough to tell of what God's done in your life? Do you even have a testimony?
Right.
Amen. Are you able to stand before God right now and say, God, I thank you for what you've done for me. Bless God. I was lost, but now I'm found.
Amen.
I'm blind, but now I see. Amen. I can't get over the day as just a little boy when God came to me and knocked on my heart's door, gave me an opportunity just to say, yeah, that's all it took. All I had to say, Jerry, was yes. Amen. He said, do you hear me? I said, yes. Amen. And that was, the deal was sealed right then. Amen. Something happened and there was an exchange that was made. There was my sin was traded for his righteousness. I went from immediate darkness and despair to hope. in life.
Amen.
Yeah. And you can't, I couldn't explain that. I wasn't, first of all, I wasn't schooled. And second of all, I had no clue what in the world happened. But all I knew was I couldn't shake it off. Amen. It's stuck. I'm glad that it got stuck. Amen. I'm glad that it was wedged right in there. And there wasn't nothing that could remove it. Amen. I learned that through the year. Now, disobedience makes you real uncomfortable. Yep. Amen. Yep. When the Holy Ghost inside of you is supposed to have dominion. Amen. Right. Right. You ought to have. Bless God, He bought you with His precious blood. Amen. Right. You're not supposed to be. But you got to learn them things. Amen. Yeah. And it comes through experience. But experience worketh hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Amen. Yeah. And bless God, as we make and travel towards glory land, amen, we ought to be them that ought to be ever able and willing to sacrifice whatever it is God we is. Got for That's the right. kingdom of God.
God is. Amen. Yep.
So I just want you to understand that I was reminded of the ant. Now, ants, just them little boogers, just work all the time. And I have a hatred for them. Yeah. Somehow or another, I think that rock my house is planted on, that underneath it is just nothing but ants.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just just freaks me out. They're everywhere. They's working all the time. They said that an ant can dig a hole that could be upwards to 12 feet just in the main room. And you think about that. It's like, man, this is too much for me. I don't need to know that. That could be under my house. But in Proverbs 6:11, it said, "So shall," as it talks about, consider the ant. 6:11 says, "So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man." Now I had to find definition for that. It's a little beyond my wisdom. So it said, "But if thou will be diligent," now this was not in the King James Bible, this was found, they added this in the Septuagint, the Vulgate, and the Arabic version said, "But if you will be diligent, and thy harvest shall be as a fountain, and poverty shall flee from you." Now he ain't talking about money. He's talking about storing up treasure in heaven. You see, the main theme of the Bible is godly. Amen. The other thing he said, seek ye the what? The kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And all these other things. See, you don't have to worry about all them other things. Amen. He even tells us, do the birds worry about tomorrow? Yeah. So we have example upon example, line on line, precept on precept of what God's trying to get through to us. What is the most important thing? Is that you know God.
Yeah.
And He knows you.
Amen.
And that you're His and He's yours. And you can trust Him. And you can count on Him. And whether I live or die, I win. And if you don't have that disposition, you're lacking. You're wanting something that ain't going to help you anyway. Now everybody wants to live, I know. But if you ain't living with Christ in you, you ain't living.
That's right. Amen.
If you ain't praying and seeking the kingdom of God and doing all you can for the kingdom of God, I went and told this boy the other day, him and his little buddy, they're young and they're right there on that line of, you know, the next few decisions they make are going to take them out farther than they want to go and keep them longer than they want to stay. They're right there at that time in their life that just one bad decision will start that dominoes effect that leads them and takes them and drags them. You know, it's amazing how many people have been towed out and killed at the beaches this year.
Yeah.
Amen. There's two of them out there swimming. There's two dads swimming out there. And man, both of them, they's in shallow water. And all of a sudden, they's drug right out there. And they never, you know, it become a body recovery situation.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens to our people.
Yeah.
You see them right there wavering. Amen. You're saying, get out of that water. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Amen. See, that's right. You're supposed to be a watchman on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Not necessarily the one that pulls them in, but gives them direction and says, if you continue in the state of your mind doing the things that you're doing, you're fixing to get yourself in trouble. And I don't know if you'll come back from that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And the scary thing is they're not may not be ready to stand before God. You might say, well, it's okay if they're ready. But hey, the most important thing is that we see people saved.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. I mean, and I worry about my kids. My biggest dilemma with them is they don't come to church here.
Yeah.
They've raised here, both of them.
Yeah. Yep.
And that just irks me beyond no end.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I wasn't a good dad. I didn't do a good job with them. But I tried to bring them to church.
Yep.
Amen. I tried to tell them that this is right and this is wrong. And I had a lot of opposition, believe it or not, trying to restrain them from wanting the world instead of the things of God. Amen. I'd much rather them have a pile of Bibles than Mason's stash of guns he's got.
Yeah.
I'd much rather see my daughter with a whole bunch of prayer lists and then a whole bunch of degrees on the wall.
Amen.
And different things that they get. And I ain't talking bad about them, but I'm saying I believe in that area that I failed.
Mm.
Amen. I look at Tommy, but I'm not to compare my... His old kids are coming to church and doing good. Sharon back there talking about her cousins. I mean, just imagine if all of our family was coming to church.
Amen.
That really bothers me. So you want something to pray about, you pray about. Whatever I messed up, they forgive me. Amen.
Yeah.
And whatever's going on in their life that seems to be more important than going to church and being right with God and seeing their friends right with God, that would be the most important thing. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I may not ever see that. And I'm okay with that because that's between them and God now. Amen? But that's still my prayer.
Amen.
And it's for your kids too and your friends
Amen.
And your neighbors that's and this
right.
community. And so you keep going out on Thursday night and knocking on doors and praying and seeking the well-being of those that are in this. Look, this is all that matters, friend. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Amen.
You see, they all think they're gone. They all think they got everything going on until they're on the Titanic and all of a sudden the horns are blowing. Amen. And they find out there ain't enough raft for everybody. That they're in trouble. That there's death knocking on their door. And they ain't going to know what to do. So you better get to praying and get to sharing Jesus and get to lifting Him up because it's coming.
Amen.
And if this country keeps going in the way it's going, it's going to be a mess. What are you going to do then?
Right. Yeah.
Amen. When all these people that are on these programs, our government, they want a socialistic country. If they get one, you talk about misery. You wait until they got to wait for 4 hours for a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
They got to go down there and get in a food line just to get a little thing of beans or something. You wait until... They get what they ask for. God will do it. If they keep asking for this junk, God's going to give it to them. It's a mess.
Yep.
Socialistic countries are a mess.
Yep.
But here's the problem. You see, democracy only works with Christianity.
That's right. Christian leaders.
It only works with people that really fear God. You know, there's a bunch of people, last count, they went to Mecca on their yearly pilgrimage to serve their dead God, and 1,300 of them died out there in the misery of the sun with no water, no food, and the sun scorching down on them at 120 degrees. And then to their dislike and comfort, they woke up in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe that.
And there's a bunch of them just falling by the wayside out there.
Yeah.
Serving God.
God help us.
It's a mess. Mm-hmm. Problem is now there's no secrets on the planet. All right, everything's open. I mean, something happens in Israel in 3 minutes, you'll know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? The channels are open.
Right.
Maybe a little longer coming out of South America. Something, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're at a time now that we better get busy doing whatever it is that we can do for God. Because God knows if you're lying to Him, if you're doing all that you can for the kingdom of God. You pray, oh God, help me. I'm praying for so and so. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just asking you, where's your conviction? I'm not your judge. But I'm telling you, if you're not reading Matthew 18 and doing it,
that's right.
Something's wrong.
Amen.
If you're not doing something for the kingdom, if it ain't costing you nothing, it don't mean nothing to you. If you're still going about business as usual, Rodney, Yep, it's all about me. It's all about what I want, all about what I need. Wait a minute. The Bible says God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. That means when I miss the mark, I'm still good. Amen. When I feel like I didn't gather up or do, bless God, if I'm doing the will of God. Amen. See, that's the key. That's the ultimatum there. If you're not in the center of doing the will of God, you will miss the mark.
Amen.
The most important mark.
Amen.
Amen. The target is that you have fully vested in the kingdom. Amen. A bunch of you's waiting for your money to get fully vested. Right? I lost all that back in the 90s. Amen. All my savings and all my retirement. Amen. Somebody fully vested it into their pocket. Amen. When that depression hit, I mean, it just took it and put it in somebody else's pocket.
Yep.
Amen. They's fully vested. I was fully broke. Then they fired me. Amen. You learn to count on God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. They sold the company. They didn't fire. They sold the company out from under me. Right? Whole company. A whole gazillion dollar worldwide business. Just. Then I go to Kenworth of Tennessee, the oldest Kenworth dealership in the country. And the owner comes in and says, I'll never sell my daddy's business. 3 months later, we were sold and I didn't have a job again. But God, amen. Huh?
He's faithful.
And so you learn those things are relevant. Amen. You worry yourself to death day in and day out. But bless God, if you got God, amen, He'll take care of you, friend. So I'll tell you, the secret was not to grow weary in well-doing. You see, all during that time, I'm not going to brag on me. I'm going to brag on God. I just kept serving God, amen. Let's get a song.
Amen.
There's a work for you to do, and I don't think you're doing it. That's all I'm going to say. There's a work for you to do. And I don't think you're doing it. And I think you can do more.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you to do more.
Amen.
Because the reason why is because we're not having the effect.
That's right.
The church is not changing. Hey, wasn't this morning grand?
Yes.
How many new faces did you see sitting in here? Now, they may be old hat to you. Right? Oh, that's so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're sitting underneath the gospel.
Yes.
They's in the presence and they's in a holy place.
Yes.
Amen. Most places men go ain't holy, friend. Most places go, they ain't all about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Most places go, they all about, they still listening to, what's that little blonde haired girl's name?
Taylor Swift.
They listening and thumping and bumping to Taylor Swift. They ain't got no amazing grace, that old rugged cross in them for nothing. Amen. And they think that's good times. And I'm here to tell you it's a waste of time.
Yep.
You ought to put your radio on gospel music and break the knob off.
Yeah.
That's my mission.
Amen.